Okay, as always, the Torah should be the Elinish Master of Geshem and Ravari Leib. This week's Parshas Hazinu, and then followed by Sukkos. So let's begin with the Avot on Parshas Hazinu, and then we'll move on to Sunday on Sukkos. The fourth pasuk in our Parsha, Tzur Tomim Pa'aloi, Kichol Derachav Mishpat. The Rabbeinu Shleilam is perfect in all his actions, Kavyachal, Kichol Derachav Mishpat, all his ways are justified, Keil Emunah Ve'inovel, a steadfast power, ve'in ovel, and there's no iniquity in anything that he does. Tzadik v'yashar hu. And the Mefarshim explained that this is how the Rabbeinu Shleim takes into account everything and anything that could be shayach to a person's din and to the way he acts with a person. And everything has a cheshbon. We are limited with the amount that we see and that we know in the time that we live, but the Rabbeinu Shleim takes into account this Gilgul, previous Gilgulim, upcoming Gilgulim, and therefore all of this there's so much that needs to be taken into account, and so little that we know, as that we say, Hatzur Tomim Paloi Kichol Derachav Mishpat. The Chofetz Chaim would explain this with a mashal, the way he explained it. He said there was a very wealthy man who was living in earlier time, and being very wealthy, he also Osher Yane Azus, he became very arrogant, and he was once having an argument with someone, and he slapped the person across the face. As we know, that's one of the greatest bushes that a person can give someone, other than slapping them with a backhand across the face. And resulting from this, when he came to the Olam HaEmes, they told him that he can't even, there's no chance, not even for a din. And he's going to have to go back in a Gilgul to ask this person for Mechila. So he asked that they send him back in a Gilgul as an Oni. And he should also be missing an arm, so that he won't fall into the same Nisayon again. So they said to the Satan, came and said, no, it's not fair. If he gets sent back like that, then he's got no challenge. And his whole tikkun is to be misakan the chait that he did then. And he begged them, and they said, okay, you know what? It could be that in return for all the ma'aseh chasadim that he did, we should allow him to go back in that way. And they decided, yeah, he can go back in that way. So you can imagine that the family to which this child was born were obviously devastated when the child was born, in the way that he was born, and his whole life he bemoaned the fact, the way that he was born, and the hardships that he went through. But the Rabbeinu Shleilam was the one who gave him, it was his decision. Keila Muna Ve'in Ovel, Tzadik V'yoshar Hu. The Eben Ezra once had a Din Torah that came to him. There were two gentlemen who were on a teal, they were on an outing together, and they sat down to have lunch, and the one pulled out his two sandwiches, and the other one pulled out his two loaves of bread, and the other one pulled out his three loaves of bread. And they sat down. Along came a third gentleman and sat down with them, and he asked to join in. He hadn't brought anything with him. So, goim lechasodim, yidin, avadim, we look after the person, and they shared their bread with him. Between the three of them, they shared these five loaves, and they shared it between the three of them. The gentleman, when he was ready to go, got up, he gave them five coins, thanking them for their sharing their suda with him, and off he went. And here came a machlokas. The one gentleman said, listen, half-half. He gave us five to share between us, two and a half each. The other one said, no, 3-2. The man said, I had three loaves, you only had two. So I get three, and you only get two. So how do we divide it up? So they came to the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra, without batting an eyelid, said, 4-1. You give four to the person who had three loaves, and you give one to the person who had two loaves. Aye, aye. So he said, it's very simple. There were three of you eating, right? So every loaf you cut into three. And then you ate the loaf. So you had five loaves, that's 15 pieces. You cut them one into three, it's 15 pieces. Each person had five pieces. So from the guy who had only two loaves, he had five pieces, and there was one piece left from his two loaves, because each loaf was cut into three. So he gave away one piece. The fellow who had the three loaves cut up, and he cut up his pieces into three times three is nine. He ate five of them, and he was left over with four. So he gave away four pieces, and he gave away one. And later the person who had two loaves gets one gold coin, the other person gets the four gold coins. And the Eben Ezra said, if such a simple thing, Yidden can't get their head around, and then they expect to understand the Cheshbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Atzur Tomim Pa'alei Ki Chol Derech HaMishpat. In the same way that the Eben Ezra showed such a simple way and emes of being poshut at the Shaila, we have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon and he makes it all work, and it does work, and everything is always cheshbon. Okay, that's... Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to see this only in good things and in good ways. Coming up to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, I'd like to take a little bit of time to discuss why is it that we only have a Yom Tov for the Anan the Akovod, and we don't have a Yom Tov for the Mon and the Be'er. So there are many different Tirutzim. One of the most famous Tirutzim is the Teretz of the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon asks another Kasha, and he says, why is it that we celebrate a Yom Tov, Zeichel Anan the Akovod, just to the Makor for this, let's just go back a second, the Makor for this is in Parshas Emor, where we say that Basuka stays with Shiva Siyam, and we say Leman Yedu Doro Isechem Ki Basuka Isu Shavti Es Bnei Yisrael. The first question was is if we why do we only have a Yom Tov to commemorate the Anan Yaakovid, but not to commemorate the Mon and the Be'er? The Vilna Gaon asks further. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor says that Leman Yedu Doro Isechem Ki Basuka Isu Shavti Es Bnei Yisrael. We have to, and there Rashi says Leman Yedu Doro Isechem Ki Basuka Is either in Sukkos or in Anan Yaakovid. Well, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that since it says Leman by this mitzvah, it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah to be mechaven when we're sitting and we say Leishei Basuka and Shechionu on that first night to have a kavona that we're doing this mitzvah Zechel Anan Yaakovid. And the Vilna Gaon asks, if it's Zechel Anan Yaakovid, we got the Anan Yaakovid, we are told in Parshas Beshalach, as soon as we left Mitzrayim. And if it was as soon as we left Mitzrayim, we got the Anan Yaakovid, then why is it that we're celebrating Anan Yaakovid now, this time of year, we should be celebrating it in the summer? So one teretz famously is because if it would be in the summer, everyone else is going out like the Gemara says, and if it's not recognizable that the Klal Yisrael are doing this as a mitzvah, everyone's going into the outhouses in the summer, and therefore we do it now when, as we see outside, this is not exactly the time to be going into an outhouse. Klal Yisrael show their chavivus mitzvah. Okay, that's one pshat. The Vilna Gaon makes a cheshbon. The Vilna Gaon says, we know, it's meyused on the way that the calendar works, that if we know when the days of Pesach have fallen, then through the Atbash we can work out when the upcoming Yom Tovim, the days of the week that they're going to be. So the Vilna Gaon says we can make a cheshbon. Let's leave that for a second. Let's not go into that cheshbon. Let's just go simply with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says let's make a cheshbon. When did Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim? They came out of Mitzrayim, time of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. They then got the Anan HaKavod straight away and they went to Har Sinai with the Anan HaKavod. On Yud Zayin Tammuz, when they were Ovid the Eagle, they lost the Anan HaKavod. The Anan HaKavod went away. And it only came back when they atoned, when they showed that they had atoned for what was the Anan HaKavod. What was the atonement for the Anan HaKavod? The building of the Mishkan. When did that happen? Moshe Rabbeinu descended from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur that year, on Yom HaKippurim, and he brought down the Luchos Shnius. The next day he told Klal Yisrael at Tzibui about the Mishkan. He said, the Rebbe Hashem said, Salachti. Klal Yisrael wanted to know and see and feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taka been moichel them. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you're now to go. And that's why in Parashat Pekudei it says about everything that they did was Kashet Tzibah Hashem Esmeisha, Kashet Tzibah Hashem Esmeisha. And here they were going to make out of gold. They were making kruvim out of gold. And then they'd made an Egel Azobia, but here Rebbeinu Shem told them to. And everything they did, Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. This was an atonement, this was the kapara, this was to show them that they were niskaper for the Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes on Yud Aleph, and he tells them, there's a tzibur to build a Mishkan, and the Rebbeinu Shem will come and reside in that Mishkan, the Shekhinah will reside there. And they then went, Klal Yisrael, and gathered together their donations and brought them to the Gizborim, Baboiker, Baboiker, on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tishrei. And on Yudalat Tishrei, the Gizborim told them, "Dai ha'om lehavi." They told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell Klal Yisrael not to bring any more." And the construction or the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan began on Tesvav Tishrei. Tesvav Tishrei, when that construction began again, the Anan HaKavod returned. Says the Vilna Gaon, Sukkos. Yeah.
Began on Yom Tov.
Yeah. That year began on Yom Tov or Sukkos. They began. So that was Haroah Shah. And the resulting from that, the Anan HaKavod came back, says the Vilna Gaon. Therefore, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, or according to the Vilna Gaon, the Yom Tov of Sukkos wasn't there yet. The Yom Tov of Sukkos, they only got a tzibur for the Yom Tov of Sukkos after that. Meaning they were told after that, you've just seen the Anan HaKavod came back. From now on, every year, make a Yom Tov, Zeichel Anan HaKavod, that they came back. So it's not a Yom Tov that we got the Ananei HaKavod, the original Ananei HaKavod, because then you're right, if it was for the original Ananei HaKavod, we should be making the Yom Tov in Nisan. It's a Yom Tov about the fact that we got the Ananei HaKavod back. And therefore it's so poignant that it happens at this time of year. After Klal Yisrael received their kapara, they then went and showed over the next few days how sincere they were about it. And the Rabbeinu Shem said to them, not only is my Shechina going to reside with you, but you'll get back what you lost through doing the Avera. And that's what Tshuva does. Tshuva gives us back what we had beforehand. The Bnei Yisrael quotes, bring this from the Chidah, and the Chidah quotes this. It's in his Sefer Rosh David, and he said in the name of Harav Achosin Marino Chaim Kapus, who was one of the Rabbonim of Mitzrayim. He says the Teretz like this. He says the Mon and the Be'er Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to give us. You can't take a nation out into the desert and not give them food and drink. So Mitzad Adin, the Rebbeinu Shem had to give us food and drink. Oh, but did he have to give us the Anin our cupboard to make the things that were low higher, to make the things that were high low, to kill all the scorpions and snakes? No, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't need to do that. The Rebbeinu Shem did this as an extra. This is already where the Rebbeinu Shem shows the Chibo Yaseira to Klal Yisrael. The things that the Rebbeinu Shem had to give us, you're right, we don't make a Yom Tov for that. The Rebbeinu Shem had to give it to us. The Bnei Yisrael also says, I want to explain this a bit more with the Tosfos Yom Tov in Maseches Brachos. The Tosfos Yom Tov in Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, Divam Aschen Nevorich, asks, why is it that by Brikas HaMazon, when we call people to bench together with us, we say, Nevorich Leloi Keinu, Shoachal Namishaloi. And when someone gets an aliyah to the Torah, we call them to the Bracha, and we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorich, Yudkei Vavkei. Why do we use the shem Yudkei Vavkei when we make a Bracha on the Torah? And when it comes to the Bracha on benching, when we invite people to bench with us, we use the name of Eloi Keinu, the name of Din. And we can make a bracha ala Torah, we use the name of Rachamim. Why is there this distinction? Explains the Tosfos Yom Tov. The Rebbeinu Shleidom created us as human beings to live in this world. The way that we function is that we can only function physically if we have food and drink as our source of energy, then we can do what we're meant to be doing. We can't live without it. So mitzad ha-din, the Rebbeinu Shleidom has to give us food and drink. Of course, we thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam for it, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam for the way that we're given it, and the amount that we're given, and that we can actually enjoy it. It's not just that, like a nochosh, who it's like afah ha'aretz. But mitzad ha'din, the mishpat is, the Rebbeinu Shleilam has to give it to us. So therefore, when we bench, we tell people, Nevorech le'elokeinu. We're giving a bracha to the tzad ha'din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to give it to us. There is no, u'v'tuba ha'gadol, tomid lo'chos ha'alonu, va'al yechs ha'alonu, mozoin lo'elam vo'ed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to us if he put us in this world. No, it's Petubai Agadol, because it tastes nice, because there's plenty of it, because it's given in the way that it's given. But Mitzad HaDin, it has to be given to us, otherwise we'd wither away, we wouldn't be able to do anything. So therefore we say, Nevorech Le'elokeinu. Oh, but the Torah, did the Yerushalayim have to give us the Torah? With the secrets of the Torah, with the beauty of every bit of Torah that we have. That's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore that's Midas HaRachamim. That's Chesed. So when we call people to the Torah, we say, Baruch Es Hashem HaMavarach. Says the Chidah, that's the very same thing that says the Bnei Yisrael, that's the very same thing that the Chidah is saying about why we don't make a Yom Tov for the Be'er and the Mon, and we do make a Yom Tov for the Ananei HaKavod. The Be'er and the Mon, the Rebbeinu Shem had to give it to us. That's Mitzad HaDin. We're not going to make an extra Yom Tov for that. But the Ananei HaKavod, which was already something that was, that shows the extreme love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, that we're going to make a Yom Tov for. He says, therefore, it's very meduic and beautiful why at the end of the mitzvah, it tells us, Leman yeidu doiro yiseichem, ki basuke seshavti esbine yisro, bo yitiyo yisom eretz mitzrayim, ani Hashem elokeichem. What's the added on at the bit, to the end, ani Hashem elokeichem? So it's all part of the Leman yeidu. Leman yeidu. Two things I want you to know. I want you to know, ki basuke seshavti, the Rebbeinu put you in, ki basuke seshavti esbine yisro, bo yitiyo yisom eretz mitzrayim. You know why? That Leman yeidu, ki ani Hashem elokeichem. It's not just Elokeichem, there's a Rachamim in there as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokeichem. It's not Ani Elokeichem, it's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. There's a Midas HaRachamim and there's a Chesed. And that's why the Torah ends off. Leman Yedu, what does the Rebbeinu Shem want us to know? In Dori Seichem, what is the Dori meant to know? That the Rebbeinu Shem has a Chibur Yisera for Klal Yisrael. That Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Therefore, he says, we make this Yom Tov, and this Yom Tov shows us the extra Chibur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He granted doesn't hold like the Vilna Gaon. And he holds that the Ananei HaKavod never went away. So He has a different cheshbon. But the Yom Tov over here is the fact that the theme is a similar theme. The theme is perhaps even more, that we are bonim l'Hashem Elokecha. In fact, he says another vort, a different pshat, the beautiful vort to explain also why we take the dalad minim. Why we take the dalad minim on Sukkos. He says, there's a halacha that melech shemochal al kavoidoi, ein kavoidoi machal. Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, the Gemara in Kedushin says that av shemochal al kavoidoi, kavoidoi machal. We come out of the Yemei Adin. We spoke to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam has a hanhoga of a melech, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam has a hanhoga of an av. The mezidim, to say that the averis that we did were mezid, we should have a mechila for. A melech is not moichel on mezidim. He can't. In kavod emachel. He's not allowed to. It doesn't work. And therefore, if the Rebbeinu Shem had a hanhoga of melech, we're done. Because we wouldn't get a kapara from the mezidim. And in fact, for the goyim, we said on Yom Tov, and he quotes Malach Elohim al goyim, Pasuk in Tehillim, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which he quotes is, Milo Yirach o melech ha-goyim. For the nations of the world, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a melech. The melech shemachal al kavoidei ain't kavoidei machal. And therefore on the mezidim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not meichel. But for us, Klal Yisrael, bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And as the Gemara in Kiddushin says, in every circumstance, in every matzav, that never changes, never has changed, never will change, we are bonim ta'akadosh baruch hu. V'av shemachal al kavoidei kavoidei machal. And therefore even on mezidim is meichel us. Said the Rebbeinu Shalom, I want you to show the world that you are bonim. How are you going to do that? He says, there's the Sefer Seder Hayom. Sefer Seder Hayom is the composer of the Moed Ani that we say every morning. Lived in the same time as the Beis Yosef in Tzvas. Wrote a Sefer called Seder Hayom. It's brought down, in Shabura brings it down, others bring it down.
What do you mean he composed Moed Ani?
The Moed Ani Lefanecha Melech that we say every morning, it's the Nusach is from the Sefer Seder Hayom.
I thought it was a Pasuk.
No, it's from the Sefer Seder Hayom. He was the one who composed it. And he says in his sefer, he goes through the day, he goes through the year. He says, "There's Chazal tell us that I'll call Esav Esav on every plant, on every blade of grass. Yesh Malach she'omer oimed alav u'makeboy v'omer lo gadel. Every plant, certainly every ilon has a sar lemala that's looking after it, that's solid over it. There are four species that do not have a sar. They are under the direct hashkoch of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Those four are Lulav, Esrig, the Hadas, and the Arava. They have no sar. He says, Shomati, Kilo kol ilon ve'ilon o'esev o'yerek, yesh sar shoylet alo v'oymer lo'y gadel. V'arba minim elu, lo'y hishlito ma'kadosh baruch hu bi'ad sar v'shoylet, elo kavyochol mikoychoy u'me'ashkochosoy ha'protis heim gedelim. ולזה ציווה לנו לקח אלו הדלת מינים מיוחדים לו בחג, להריס לכל שאם השם אלה, and that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are under the direct Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore he says, it's as if to say that these are the scepters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Sharbet of the Melech. The scepter of the Melech. Now, no one is ever allowed to touch the scepter of the king. No one ever. And we know from the story of Ahasuerus, you don't touch the scepter of the king. The king's scepter is Kodesh Kadosh. And certainly the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but there's one person who's allowed to touch the scepter of the king. His children. If his children play around with his scepter, they'll be fine. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, you come on Sukkos, I want to show the world that I have a hanhoga of an av to bonim, and not a hanhoga of a melech to avadim. And you take my sharvit. You take those four species which are under my direct hashkocha, and you take them. And you go and show the world that you're bonim, because no one else will be allowed to take them. And now that you're bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem, you go and you show the world that I was meichel even on the zedonis, even on the mezidim, even on the chatoim, in the pshoim, everything, because av shemochal kavoide, kavoide machel. Says the Bnei Yisachar, we see whenever the Shechina appeared, it always came ba'onon va'arofel. Sometimes there was Eish as well, but there was always an onon va'arofel. The onon also is the Sharbet HaMelech. It's an abode which is the Sharbet HaMelech. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the opportunity to be inside his Sharbet, to be inside the Ananei HaKavod which are his. So he said, for this whole Yom Tov, everything about this Yom Tov is showing that we're bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a tremendous simcha that we have on these days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, allows us to take his sharvit, and to go, that's why he says we make a Yom Tov, Dafke Zechel Anani HaKovod, and not the Zechel Mon and the Be'er. The Mon and the Be'er, that's not the Sharvit HaMelech. Everyone has that. Oh, but the Anon, that's the Shechina, that's the symbol of the Shechina. It's something which the Shechina uses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be cloaked in it ourselves. Perhaps I think also there's another, if we say that this is Zechel to the original Anani HaKovod, there's another message over here. Fascinatingly, we mentioned this Agav last week, but when we left Mitzrayim, we've got to remember, when we walked out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us, we had one foot in the Sha'an Nun. We were almost there. We were almost doomed for eternity. And the Rebbeinu Shem whisked us out. And I don't recall in the Torah telling us anywhere about Klal Yisrael's mass tshuva that they did. After the Rebbeinu Shem took us out, we just ascended to Har Sinai. What happened to all the averus that we did beforehand? So I think there's a hint to them. When we left Mitzrayim, it says, Klal Yisrael came and they were standing by the Yam Suf. They were on the brink of one of the biggest nisim to have ever happened to Klal Yisrael, Kriyas Yam Suf, where Ro Shivcha Layom Ashloi Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. 2 days ago, they were entrenched in the Memtes Shari Tumah. V'hine Mitzrayim Noseya Achareim. The Pasuk says Mitzrayim were traveling after them. Who was traveling after them? The Mitzrayim, the Tsar of Mitzrayim, the Samach Mem himself. What were they traveling after them for? They were throwing at them, they were catapulting at them missiles, they were throwing at them spears. These were not just spears and missiles. And this wasn't just the Tsar of Mitzrayim. These were messages to Klal Yisrael. Come on, you think you've walked out of our Tumah? You think you've left the Mitzrayim of Mitzrayim? There's a missile, what about that Avera? What about that Avera that you did yesterday? What about that Avera from last year? What about that Avera from last month? What about this one? What about that one? Do you know what the Rebbeinu Shalom did?
That can be from the south. The three ones have been able to say that.
So they were their ones, yeah, that's what they were throwing. These things were not just physical missiles. There was something there. It was messages to Klal Yisrael. Don't be ridiculous. You're not leaving us. We've still got a stranglehold on you. All those Averas, you think you've left them behind. You know what the Rebbeinu Shalom did? He took the Anan from in front, one of the Anan I covered, and he put it behind. Say, Klal Yisrael, you made the break. It's in your mind. You're nothing to do with them. And he boomeranged all those back towards them. And Klal Yisrael went into the Yom Suf and was saved. That is the Anan of Sukkos. The Eitz Hara is going to come to us. They're going to say, come on, you think the Rebbeinu Shem gave you a kapara? Come on. What about that Avera from last year? What about that Avera from last year?
What about the question about doing tshuva?
So we made a break. The main thing is we've made a break. We're with our Kadosh Baruch. It's a new beginning. HaKadosh Baruch says, you've made the new beginning. You're worried about those Averis? I'll take care of them, said Rebbeinu Shem. I'll take care of them. The tshuva will come later on. At the moment, we're making the break. We're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. We're going into his Ananei HaKavod. We're going into his Sukkah. We've left behind everything, all the bad from last year. And we've got to have Emuna in that. We've got to have Emuna Shlema that we are, that which was from past is past. And even if the Eitz Hara is going to come, and he will come, he'll come over the next few days, and he's going to try. And he's going to say, come on, you were doing that last year. So, well, you think you're different from last year? And Emunah Shleima, yes. Because we are Mamim by Emunah Shleima and Divrei Chazal, who tell us that Yom Kippur came, and we were cleansed. And it's a new beginning. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. The Rebbeinu Shleima, what did a kapara? Lechaper means to wipe clean. The Rebbeinu Shem wiped it clean. And the Yitzhak goes, yeah, we think he wiped it clean. What was there before? What about that? What about that? And the answer is, it's gone. The Ananei HaKavod came and they curated that separation. And that is what Sukkos does for us. As we build in these days, we're building our Sukkah. We're getting ready to sit in the Tzel of the Mehem Anusa. And a good way to remember is that we're with the two, as we know, Sukkah is Gematria 91, Samach Vav Chof Hei. And to remember that that incorporates within it the two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the two middle letters of Sukkah, Chof Vav, which is of Vav Chof 26, the Gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the two outer letters of Samech Hei, the Gematria of the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and the Rebbeinu Shalom takes us and he hides us inside there. Says the Bnei Yisrael, you know what the 91st kapitel in Tehillim is? Yoshev B'Seiser Elyon B'Tzel Shakai Yisroinon. The Rebbeinu Shalom is looking after us. We're in his Tzila de Mehem Minusa. So it's not by chance that it happens to be that Sukkah is that Gematria, and David HaMelech's Kapitel 91 is that we're in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll save us from anything. and the Rishon will carry us and lift us up, and the Alberis will fall away by the side. We go to a new Madrega. We go to a new Madrega. We're different. That itself brings to Tshuva. But that's not what we're worried about now. We're in a new Madrega. It's a new start. And we remember that that's where we're heading and where we're going to, and that we're with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Hashem, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, should give us the opportunity to be Choygeg, this Chag HaSukkos. And the Simcha that we'll have is that we're Bonim Lashem Elokeichem. It's that new start. And the inspiration from the Yom HaNoraim should be the Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing. He says, you know, the Satan comes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and he says, ah, come on. You know, in Yom HaNoraim, you help them to do tshuva. It's all Yisra'usa de Le'ela. It's not real tshuva. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, you know what? Go and have a look how they're doing their mitzvahs and how they are acting on their tshuva. If they're doing it besimcha, then you know it's really them. You can't make someone besimcha. If someone's genuinely besimcha, that's from within. You can't make someone besimcha. So he says, okay, let's go and have a look. He sees Kali Shel Olam doing their mitzvahs besimcha. Okay, silences. Mi yitain, says the Chassam Sofer, mi yitain mitzion Yeshua is Yisrael. Who's going to bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael? B'shuv Hashem shvus amay. We saw Yom HaNoraim, HaKadosh Baruch gives us Siyata Dishmaya. But b'shuv Hashem shvus amay, says the Midas Hadin, nah, then Hashem did it, not them. So go and have a look. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. They're doing their mitzvahs for Simcha, and that was them. They did it themselves. And therefore, that's what we're intending to do over these days, where we realize that HaKadosh Baruch has given us the break, HaKadosh Baruch has taken us to Bonim. We take, just by looking at the Arba Minim, that's a skula also to bring Simcha into a person's heart, says the Sefer Seyda Ayom, by looking at it and realizing we have here the Sharvit HaMelech, for Av Shemochal Al Kavoide, Kavoide Mochul, HaKadosh Baruch should give us the Siyat Tishmaya, the Taka, we should be able to hold on to the inspiration of the Yom HaNoraim, be besimcha a whole year, not forget the inspiration that we had, the Yisra Osa Dele'ela, the Simcha should be from within, and will stay with us, and it should be a Shana Toiva, or Mesuka, Shnas Geula, Yeshua for everyone, with all the brachas that come, and everything that we daven for should be answered and come to fruition in the first half of the year, and the second half of the year should be able to build to an even better Kirbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Siyata Dishmaya.